Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmie head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer. And coach, first of all, let's talk about the break. And I know you guys had some downtime with the dead period, but once you got back onto the court, what was the break like, coach?
Yeah, it was good. It was one of those things that it's almost nice as a basketball coach to string together, you know, consecutive practices. It seems like once you get into the season, after those first couple weeks of practice, you get one practice here, one practice there, and then a whole bunch of games in between. So it's kind of nice to just get on the court, be able to clean some things up. Boys did a really good job of coming in, working hard, focusing on some of the little things on the defensive end. We got to clean up some of our base actions on the offensive end. And it was just really good. It's just really nice to be able to, like I said, string together some consecutive practices, do some things that really just showed some discipline on the team, do a lot of the little things. We're doing a good job with a lot of the big picture stuff, like running the floor in transition, running our offense, executing our offense. It's just some of those little things of how to use a screen properly, how to set good off-ball screens that we were able to work on over break. That's really going to kind of spring us forward into the second half of the year, I believe.
And, Coach, with that, you guys got started on January 2nd with your first game competition and picked up a big victory, Coach, as you guys took down the West Hancock Eagles, and big second quarter for your team kind of springboarded you. Let's talk about the win, Coach.
Yeah, it was one of those things that it was a great win coming out of break. It was actually a day where we hadn't even been at school yet, and as a coach, especially a coach of a young team, that always makes you nervous on days, whether it be a Saturday, whether it be a day where you just don't have school. A day where you don't have school, then come and play a game, it can always throw things out of whack a little bit, and I'm always worried about the energy that we come out with as a team. But the boys did a really, really good job, came out with a bunch of energy. We had a really, really good first and second quarter. Like you said, second quarter, we had started catching fire from the perimeter. Our shooters started making some shots. It was a great thing to see. Then you know, we got up big early in West Hancock. They're a team of a bunch of seniors. They've got guys that have played basketball for a while. They all the credit in the world to them. They came back, made it a close game. They were tied at one point. Then we came back, hit a three in the corner. Just did enough to win the game down the stretch, and it was a great thing to see with our guys, just for the fact of, you know, we're a bunch of freshmen and sophomores out there with some juniors sprinkled in. It was great to see them close a game down the stretch for their first win. It wasn't easy, which is also a nice thing to see, because as much as a coach, I'd like to see a 20-point victory. Seeing us close a game out down the stretch, do some of those little things, is definitely going to serve us well moving forward.
Yeah, Coach, that's actually right where I was going to go to next, because, you know, that's one thing that with the young team that you guys haven't just had the experience of doing yet. So obviously it's one of those things that your team probably had to learn on the fly of what we need to do here at the end of the game, and obviously executed it well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told them afterwards, I didn't think that was going to happen any other way. You know, I think we were up by 15-16 going into halftime. Coming out of halftime as a coach, I was just as nervous as the beginning of the game, just because I knew Coach Hiscox is a great coach. I knew he was going to make some adjustments, come out, make it a little bit more difficult on us in the second half. So, yeah, with a bunch of young kids, it was great to just see them keep their composure and do the things that they needed to do down the stretch to pick up a win. And I really think that can kind of springboard our second half of the year, just because, you know, first half of the year, we've got a bunch of athletes that aren't used to playing varsity basketball, haven't been playing varsity basketball, either played freshman basketball last year or eighth grade basketball. So the first half of the year really was a steep learning curve of trying to figure out, okay, what is varsity basketball? What is the speed like? What is the physicality like? We now have half a season under our belt that way that I think our boys are starting to figure it out, and now we can start to put our best foot forward and really hopefully become much more competitive here the second half of the year.
Alrighty, Coach, and now your team moves on. You guys did not play Friday, so you guys got a game in, as you mentioned, weren't quite in school, now got back into the school routine. Now you guys will play today, as you guys will travel to Osage to take on the Green Devils. They're a non-conference and a little crossover action. So you've had a little time off. Now you're back on the court again today, Coach.
Yeah, now we go through a stretch of, this is really going to be a good test of our team. You know, we go through a stretch of Osage, Bishop, and Lake Mills getting into next week. Those are three solid teams. Osage hasn't lost a game yet this year. Bishop's above 500. Lake Mills has only lost one game, but that's going to be a good litmus test for us. Just some upper tier teams to see what we can do and where we stack up. You know, we've already played Bishop and Lake Mills earlier on in the year. It's going to be a good test to see where we are at now compared to where we were early in the year. Osage is going to be a really good test because that's a team that's, you know, multiple on defense. They play a little bit of man. They play a little bit of zone. That's a team that's got seven different kids that can come off, come into the game and score the ball really well, that is going to test our defense. It's going to be one of those things that we're going to have to definitely be locked in, do the best we can to make it competitive games, and just let the chips fall where they may.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it, and we can't wait to talk to you again in the future.
Yep. Thank you, Zaren.
That was Belmont Clemmie head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer.